Is there anything about the subsequent treatment and aftermath of Schumann's incarceration, if that's the word, that bothers you, frustrates you, leaves you full of questions?
No, I think that the Schumann story is, alas, in many ways, too clear. It is, I think, the classical syphilitic syndrome of its time, leading to madness, attempted suicide, exactly as in the case of Hugo Wolf, who was also a syphilitic, and attempted death by drowning. The clinical picture seems to me absolutely clear, and many distinguished syphilologists and venereologists have said exactly the same, and I think they're right.
So, in short, nothing that has been suggested by other biographers since your work has changed your mind.
Well, put like that, that sounds just a little hidebound. But my position is that really one has to have regard to the evidence. And the evidence and the consensus is absolutely certainly beyond any possible doubt that Schumann was a syphilitic. Everyone has been saying this ever since he first went into the hospital in Endenich. About 150 years ago. And I see no reason and no further evidence. I see a great deal of speculation and notions of all kind, but I see no further actual evidence from the archives to dispose anyone to change that view.